You are in for a treat, folks, live on the Drew Marshall Show, an hour devoted solely to the art of music, Rome.
Sky goes black and white, a broken heart goes colorblind. When the storm clears away, a rainbow replaces gray. Red is for my healing heart, yellow sun burns through the dark. Blues are real, blues are true, a red light is hiding from you. Silver lining, love is shining. It's a silver lining after the storm.
Did I lie or what? I'm serious. Rome is a spirited contemporary acoustic roots unit exploring the crossroads between song, culture, and philosophy, weaving haunting melodies through solid songwriting. Rome takes listeners on a journey through territories without borders. Did that clear it up for you? Here's a website you may want to check out, romemusic.net. Romemusic.net. Joining us as their, I don't know, shall I say, spokesperson? Is that a, Lisa
Leader,
Patterson?
Director.
Lisa Patterson. Listen, before we get into any depth of conversation, I need to know your honest opinion of one James Linderman.
I met him, don't know him that well.
Mm-hmm.
Met him at a songwriting
thing.
Mm-hmm. And yeah.
He's a bit odd, isn't he?
You're setting me up, totally.
He's listening right
now. I feel a setup. Hi, James. Actually, one thing I can say is that at a very, these songwriting panels or Canadian Music Week, these things can be very, a sense of kind of everybody's out for something in the air.
Yes, yes.
And James came up to me. There was a panel of heavyweight songwriters, Canadian, either from publishing or recording artists. And people were invited, there were hundreds of people in the audience, and people were invited to submit a song via a disc into this pile that grew into a huge pile. And they would randomly select, play it through the PA for this esteemed panel and all the audience, and they would critique. Hmm. So, my song was
Is this about
selected.
James? Is this
It is. Because James came up to me after and the panel really enjoyed it and said this should be test marketed and it's a great recording. I recorded it with Adam Messenger, who's gone on to great things in the US. And James came up to me and said, "Wow, that was like the best song of the day." And so that's how we met.
I find your world to be something that can be very intimidating.
Why?
Because you guys, I mean, there's just a ridiculous amount of talent here in this room. But I just keep, the more layers I pull back in your scene, I just keep finding more and more ridiculous talent. Toronto, I think, needs to be the city that sort of, I guess, I hate to mention this name right now, but Rob Ford and the rest there seem to be wanting to make this sort of a Music North thing. Have you heard this?
Yeah.
Right. You're not believing it?
Well, for those of us who are just on the ground working all the time, we've always known that we're all active. There's lots of talent, and it's just a matter of this somewhat mysterious element of being noticed and recognized. Sometimes you need to go outside of the country, and which I have done, and performed in India and Europe, and had good radio success in Holland and the Middle East and Mexico. And I think sometimes we get into a bit of a bubble that Toronto is this place that one needs to be specifically recognized. And yes, it's great to be recognized in one's home area, but there are more places out there.
Are you French?
No.
Do you speak French?
Yeah.
Because I'm just hearing the stuff coming out in your voice. You have some kind of ethnicity that I'm unaware of. Please explain.
Like Justin, I'm Romanian. No, I'm half Romanian and half Scottish. And I speak parle espagnol et je parle français. So maybe sometimes my words come out funny.
So you're taking this world music to the nth degree here. Well done.
Well, I'm happy.
Way to get serious about your craft.
Well, the thing is, you know, we are who we are. And I think my music is, well, for any artist, any original music artist, that really what we're trying to do, at least in my humble opinion, is pull from who we are, our life experience and our way of seeing the world. The music comes out of us. So why take it from the outside? It comes from the inside and whatever that authentically is. So for me, yeah, I'm half Romanian, half Scottish. My grandparents came here as immigrants and made their way. And so I love to travel and meet people around the world and speak languages, and music is a language. So.
Folks, you've been listening to the sweet, mellifluous tones of Lisa Patterson, and she is with this group called Rome, which is one of the hardest to explain things I've ever had on my show, and I like the fact that I can't explain you. There's an unexplainability about who you are and what you do and even the formation. And so speaking of unexplainability, who is in the room with you?
Uh-huh. So to my right here, for those of you at home, just visualize.
Yes.
Justin Abedin is playing guitar, acoustic guitar. And we have Kevin Fox to my left is playing cello.
And not just any cello.
No.
This was Napoleon Bonaparte's cello.
Yeah.
No? I don't know. Somebody's cello from some dead person's cello is what
it is. For
those
of you at home wondering, what is Drew talking about? Just before we went to air, Kevin mentioned how old the cello is.
18-something is all I remember. Yeah.
72.
Let's do a song, shall we? Can we just,
yeah,
can we
let's
just
do
something?
Song.
Mm. Please set up this song, Lisa, and then cut loose, guys.
Okay. So this song is called Throw Fear. It's from new album just out. The album's called Lumina. If you imagine that your heart is a home, and that in this home, normal human experiences, like fear, enter. And then there are times where, in order to be friendly, you sometimes invite fear to be in the home with you. But other times, you might just throw it out the window. We
us out of this illusion. I begin to finish. Maybe you could be my witness. What are we so afraid of when everything we choose is for love?
Thank you.
absolutely brilliant. Holy cow, man.
That's great.
Okay, so this is the time in the show where I say nice positive things and, wow, isn't it amazing, and you guys are fantastic. But it's a little more cerebral than that, and yet it's not. You just took the most complicated, I think, one of the most complicated human emotions that you've sung about, fear, and put to it, you know, the most simplistic backdrop. Wow. I'm supposed to be more professional than this, a little better with words. I've become a fan. I didn't know about you guys for forever. Where have you been my whole life?
I used to have a project under my own name, Lisa Patterson. So the Rome thing came about in 2008. Alex McMaster, cellist, and I released a duo disc with just the two of us, very acoustic, so we could tour easily and really embrace space and listening and interaction and a kind of quietness as opposed to what I had before, which is a bigger, louder band. And I really, Drew, appreciate what you're saying about the song, because I would like to think or believe that the things that are the most tricky for us to talk about can be expressed through artistic expression. You know, fear is a big one, death, anger, all those, you know, the beautiful things, the joy and the things in life that we wish we could only live in this one arc of experience. These things, in a way, writing songs that are uplifting with uplifting music, it reflects the lyric in a certain way. And if you can reflect a lyric that's maybe, as you're saying, a little bit different to sing a song about fear in this way, but with major chords and gentle. Yeah. And I think that it's a way that we can open to those ideas.
Okay, what's your hope for, like, when you said, this is what I want to do, whatever this is, and it happens to be called Rome now, like, well, explain to us why. Why this? What a weird question.
It's okay.
Because the preface behind this, sorry to interrupt.
Abstract.
Well, yeah, because you have such an intensity and such passion. I think you're passionate about tying your shoes. So there must be purpose behind Rome, or am I missing something?
No, I say because I wonder on what level I should answer that. Really, when you're born, you feel that you're born to make sound. The purpose is just in the making of the art and sharing it, full stop. The configuration of Rome is to be portable and to move around without huge electric amps and keyboards and things that are... 'cause I'm a piano player. I wrote these songs on piano originally. So the configuration, having a smaller acoustic sound, is about just that pragmatic side, but it's also about sonically having an intimacy and having space for instruments to breathe, the wood, skin, strings, breath of the sound is really important to me. I think there's something else that can happen, both for the musicians and for those who are listening.
Okay, we've got to you and I could get cerebral on this all day long. We've got to remember that there's people listening. So can we do another song?
Sure.
Please. And while the guys are getting ready and you're queuing yourself up for whatever you need to do, let me just again remind our listeners that the website you want to go to is romemusic.net. Romemusic.net. And I think it's fair to say that this is the creation of Lisa Patterson. Joining her today in studio, Kevin and Justin. They're great musicians. They're doing a great job. What are we doing here?
This is a song called Geraldine.
For some reason, I'm thinking about Flip Wilson.
That's a funny reference. It's a real person who I know who had an insight. And their insight was so... it was so huge for them in the moment. Their insight was so profound. And as I was leaving, having been in the presence of this person, the song dropped in, and there you go. It's called Geraldine.
Okay, folks, if you're not kind of turned on by this, you're probably dead. And I just am so thankful that you guys... It actually feels like... I'm going to be so schmaltzy and cheesy throughout this interview. I'm so sorry. I should be a little more professional, but I'm just so thankful that you're here.
You like cheese.
Really?
Some cheese.
A little fromage here and there?
Feta.
Yeah.
You know, goat feta.
That last song took me, I was in Nice about 2 weeks ago, and that took me to the flower markets like that in a heartbeat. It really is transformational and like transporting what you guys do. You got to feel good about what, am I the only one in this room? No, I mean, yeah.
Well, I would say thank you, first of all, and I appreciate your positivity. I know that for those listening who are music heads, who understand a bit about theory and harmony, that these kind of modes are, as you were referring, France, these modes are typically used in a lot of what is known as Roma music or Gypsy music. And my grandfather from Romania was one. And I've always had these scales and these sounds in my head from the time I was born. So I'm drawn to them. And at the same time, I feel like you can still say something in a contemporary song format. It doesn't have to be traditional. You know. So the instrumentation, sure, the accordion for sure gives that that feeling. Yeah.
When you were 13 years old, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I was looking at the stars a lot. I was thinking of astronomy. I think I wanted to study. Yeah, I wanted to go in a rocket ship, I think. But I was studying classical piano and hadn't yet discovered songwriting, although I wrote a lot of poetry. And I remember thinking that there was probably music up there that we couldn't even imagine.
I was at Steve Vai last night up at Casino Rama, and a completely different thing than is happening right now in front of me. But at the same time, it takes you on unexpected turns, and I think that's what I really appreciate about your music, or someone like Steve, or name somebody other. And actually, that's what I'd like you to do is to do that typical interview radio question: your influences, your CDs, what's in your car right now? Wait, how old am I? 8-track.
Yeah.
what's your download lately?
Oh Lord, I always hesitate to say because I.
Because not everybody likes ABBA?
Right, exactly that. I appreciate good music. And it doesn't really matter the genre, but I could tell you, that, for example, I listen, sometimes I'll just want to listen to instrumental music. Hmm. So Keith Jarrett, Colin Concerts is sort of my default. I love Lhasa, who's one of Canada's greatest artists, unfortunately lost her too young. Because of her emotive style, and also that she's also, I think, an example of an artist who's very brave about just sort of revealing it all, just ripping it open. And in terms of old school, I really appreciate the aesthetic in terms of the songwriting and production of Peter Gabriel. And Sting, but
you're killing us here with those two.
I do like I do like contemporary music. I like a lot of improv. I like jazz and folk, and I like a lot of world music artists that are not necessarily known by the mainstream.
Mm-hmm. But do you have to be pretentious to hang out in this scene? Because Sting's often accused of being a pretentious jerk.
Yeah, I can't comment on that. I don't know.
A friend who sang with him a couple of years ago, Lila Bialy, who is just...
She's amazing.
Yeah, just a freak show unto herself. And says that's not who he is.
Well, see, I think that humans, we wear veneers. We wear masks, and we have an interface with the world around us. And sometimes the way that we're perceived, who really knows how Sting is when you're having tea with him or in the hot tub or walking through the forest? Really, the person that we perceive that's marketed and presented from, you know, the perspective of what he's wearing and how he's posing and what he looks like, we don't really know. And that person may be under a certain influence when we first meet them. Maybe they're in sound check and they've got a lot on their mind, and they may come across a little bit cold and matter of fact. I think actually women get kind of a little bit of get maybe judged when we are doing business or being, you know, focused or forceful, because it can come off maybe a little abrupt. I'm probably a warmer person in certain environments than I am when I'm on stage doing a sound check. Mm-hmm. I'm very much like, let's make this happen, and I think it depends on the person, and if we are able to be transparent, but then we also are doing our best to interface with everything that's going on around us. It's a lot.
Okay, well, let's take a short break here, and everyone can kind of regroup in the room. I want to go out with one of your songs here, and maybe can we continue with the one that we were listening to before, or do you have a new one queued up, Tim? What do you have?
That one was about to end.
Okay, so let's queue up something different. Where would you like to go? Because I want people to get a taste of the CD.
Yeah, how about Doce Dolores, the first track?
Okay.
And you're going to hear the Duduk, which I was playing on the first song, and I'll have to say that it's a very...
temperamental instrument?
Yes. It's a double-reeded instrument. And the heat in this room, I mean, from the first verse to the second verse...
Changed it.
Just went way out of tune, and, you know, a little embarrassing, but whatever, it's live. So you'll get a little more Duduk in this first track. Doce Dolor means sweet pain in Spanish.
Folks, we will be right back with more.
Mm-hmm. have them, nobody can build a wall around my heart. I'm the only one who can call off the guard. I've got the whole world in my
coming.
You are listening to the tremendously talented world musical sounds of Rome, led by Lisa Patterson. I wonder if we're related.
Think so?
No. I just have my mom's side is Patterson.
Oh.
Yeah, Patterson's over there. Patterson's and Parker's and Marshall's. We're all from the UK somewhere. What part of Scotland is your Scottish thing from?
Eyemouth.
Who?
Eyemouth.
Eyemouth?
Yeah, it's actually... They probably say it with more of an accent, but E-Y-E-M-O-U-T-H.
I have no idea where that is. Where is that?
It's in the north.
Like north of Aberdeen?
I think so. Someone Google map it.
That's pretty northy. Not that it really hugely matters, but these guys that are with you are kind of special. Mm-hmm. And you brought them here for a reason. And mm-hmm. we were sort of chatting off air about what kind of rock stars they really are. And in typical Canadian fashion, no, I don't want to talk about that. No, we don't need to mention that. So Canadian. So your turn. Why don't you tell us about these boys?
Right. Well, I would actually even ask them to speak for themselves, except for those at home need to know that we're slightly limited in microphones here. So Justin played on the new album, Lumina, and is someone that I met back when he played with Jack Soul. And so that's one of his
Who we lost
projects.
3 years ago? It's been 4 years. Mm-hmm. Where did that go?
From Hayden, yeah. But Justin's played with so many different people. And
somebody threw down Celine Dion. Who threw that down?
That's Kevin.
I haven't had the pleasure over here.
You haven't had that pleasure, no.
I think they both played with Nelly Furtado, no?
Nelly Furtado, right? We're getting hit. This is radio, the nodding I love. It's fantastic, yeah. But there, somebody threw down Olivia Newton-John.
That's awesome.
Kevin.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Nodding. Nodding.
Are you both from the Toronto area originally? Yes?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Okay.
East Coaster.
East Coaster. Where?
East Coast.
Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia. Okay. All right.
Shamelessly, I'll plug the fact that I grew up in Oakville.
You did not.
Nice.
I had no idea that kind of talent.
I went to Oakville Trafalgar High School, and it was up the street actually on Trafalgar, which it is no longer.
And how long did you play on the Idol show for
I did. I was
Canadian
in the house
Idol.
Band for the last three seasons, so that was 2006 to 2008. And that
right.
was, for whatever people may think of those talent shows, it was actually quite rewarding and quite challenging to be in the band and have to play everybody's tunes and back up some notable international artists. It was a great experience. I enjoyed it a lot.
Did you play with Lionel?
No, I did not play Lionel. I think he brought his own band.
Did he really?
I think so. Or that might have been before I was on the show.
Right. Yeah, I had a friend of mine I was with Wednesday night at the GMAs, and Paul Brandt was performing, and High Valley, and Shane Weeb is his name, and he was a finalist on Idol. And many have said this about Idol, so let's just talk about that just for a second. As you just said, it's easy to take the mickey out of that sort of a thing, but does it serve a purpose? Is there anything redeeming about the Idol shows? You get to speak on this.
Well, you never know who's listening, and, you know, I don't like to bite the hand that feeds me. But,
so, yes.
There's been a lot of very talented people that come out of it who are working in the music business right now in various capacities.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, I would say that Canadian Idol is a variety show, not unlike the Tommy Hunter show or, you know, Rita and Friends. It was just done with a bit of a contest
element.
Backdrop.
Yeah, yeah.
But really, it was one of the shows that brought everyone from Rihanna to Bon Jovi to, you know, huge international artists would come and play that show. I saw pretty much every famous artist in those 3 years come through Canadian Idol and play, and either mentor or just play. So I think it added a lot to the Canadian landscape in terms of that type of television.
Hmm.
And that's where television was at the time, and still is, I guess, to some respect.
I remember we had Tommy Hunter on the show a little while ago, and he still is Canada's country gentleman. He's just a gentleman, and it's such a rare breed in the industry to find someone who, you know, who comes across like that anyway. I haven't had tea with him, but anyway, Justin, I appreciate your work here, and of course, Kevin, all the way from the East Coast, thereby, but has been over this neck of the woods for a lot longer, I would assume. Have you been? Yeah, longer. Okay. He's again with the nodding.
You know what's cool? I just realized we have it covered because he's born and bred East Coast. I'm born and bred West Coast, and Justin's from right here in the middle. So we kind of
like
got
little,
it covered.
Little kumbaya moment right here. Are you really taking a picture of me?
I'm taking a picture of you.
Such a creeper. There's one on my website you can have. You can just download it and print it. I'm standing in the Judean desert. It's all yours. Can we do another song?
Yeah.
Please, please, pretty please. Folks, I want to just tell you a little bit more about this group. Their recently released sophomore album, Lumina, features 11 originals and one cover song, Hymn to Her, The Pretenders, masterfully captured and crafted by Juno Award-winning engineer-producer Michael Phillip. Oh, I don't know how to say his name. Say it again.
Voyevoda.
Yeah, I would have slaughtered that one. Bare Naked Ladies, Great Big Sea, and, you know, I don't know, Kiss, he also worked with. Michael describes Rome's sound as sumptuous, and I like that. I think that really is y'all, at least it is today. So, all right, Lisa, set this song up, please.
Okay. Earlier, you commented on, well, we were talking about languages, and so the song is called Mon Frère. Mon Frère means my brother. En français. I think I'm going to stand up, actually. Can I stand up, or mess up the microphone?
You're a good stander.
Just, you know, sitting down and singing, or, yeah, with these instruments, I just think it's better. So Mon Frère is a song that I wrote about my friend who's a dancer, and if you speak a little French, si tu parles français, you will hear me say... he dances between heaven and earth. So he's a professional dancer, and he had a health crisis. And fortunately, he's alive and well and recovered and really claimed as a miracle. But it was a very serious brain cancer. And I just wanted to find a way to wish him well through a song. And so this is it.
entre terre et ciel. Mon frère, il pense, il ne pense qu'en vivre dans le moment.
Fantastic. That's the closest I've ever come to crying during a song in the studio in 10 years.
Aww.
What did you do to that thing?
What did I do to it?
That was just a beautiful song. I am getting so chickified today, it's not even funny. You are wrecking me.
What does chickified mean?
It means I'm not as...
Oh, you're becoming like a chick.
Yeah.
Ah, so now we're associating
feelings with women. Yeah. Mm.
Well, I know that men have feelings. I have three brothers, and I've been on tour with many men in vans for years where I, have had these long conversations into the night about our balance of yin-yang and feeling versus thinking, the intellect and the heart. And I feel that... we all have all those elements, but I appreciate what you're saying, that it's maybe a little bit of emotive willingness to be emotive.
All I know is I need a bottle of wine right now. So
okay, let's get one.
That would work so well for me. Lisa?
Yes.
I don't know how to communicate this so you believe me.
Okay.
Because, I'm like a radio guy.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to say stuff like this.
Okay.
Thank you. Very, very much appreciate you being here. I was transported and moved, and this is just, again, these words are coming out. I get infused, the whole thing.
Hmm.
Really appreciate it. And both you guys, for making the trip in here, please understand, I'm just very, very thankful.
Well, we appreciate being here with you. Thank you for your attention and your listening and... for having us here at 12:50.
You've been listening to Rome, and the website is romemusic.net. And as I say each and every week, There is so much music in this country, in this province, in this GTA area that you need to get behind. So whatever they're selling, buy. Keychains, mugs, dadooks.
Go to gigs. Go to live shows.
Yeah.
See artists live.
Can we see you live?
We're working on some things. We just had our big CD release at Lula Lounge, so I have nothing.
I can't believe I missed that.
I know. It was an amazing concert. I'm going to be performing at York University for a situation up there, but I don't know that that's...
A situation up there?
That's a funny word, sorry. A celebration of sorts.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if it's open to the public. That's
right.
Coming up next week.
Right.
I'm singing for Margaret Atwood next week.
That's where I wanted to go to.
But it's not a gig. It's
no one's
like
invited
a
to that either.
I know, it's private. Whoa. Okay, public gigs, you'll have to go to the website and or Facebook or Twitter.
What an honor.
Sign up and you'll know.
What an honor for this Margaret Atwood gig. Or wait, situation. For this Margaret Atwood situation. What is this? What?
Oh, well, it's because I have songs in a film called Awaiting Atwood. And she makes a cameo in it. And it's kind of a satire mockumentary. It's quite funny. And it's being released this month. There are various screenings in Ontario. And so because it's her birthday, Margaret Atwood's birthday this month, they're doing a birthday party for her, and they're screening the film, and yeah. So they said, well, you wrote a bunch of songs that are in the movie. You should come up and be in the party.
You got to be happy about that.
Yeah, it's thrilling.
Very cool. I have a friend of mine named Jacob Moon who covered Rush's Subdivisions, threw it up on YouTube. He does this amazing, ridiculous cover of it. He's kind of a loop master. Anyway, Rush loved it so much, they asked him to play it for them into their induction into the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Wow, that's cool.
Kind of a nice moment for him as well.
Well, maybe I'll become an edible woman. Who knows?
Yes.
That was bad.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are... So listen, folks...
I didn't even plan that one, I swear.
She's here all week, folks. Listen, if you missed any of today's show, you want to go to our website by the end of the week, drewmarshall.ca, and there we will reload everything for your listening pleasure, roammusic.net. What an absolute privilege to have them in the studio. Well, that's the end of the show. Thanks for tuning in, folks. I can't remember everyone who's on next week, but I do know that Lisa Welchel will be joining us. Remember her, Blair from Facts of Life, and I don't know, somebody else. Have a listen to a little more of Rome as we go out.
What a melt on your tongue, like ice in the sun. What a swoon in your arms, like a leaf.